Hey now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am excited because we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And I'm really excited about today's subject because it is one of the single most well-kept, I'm not going to really call it a secret, but I am going to say that I have never, ever dealt with what I'm about to deal with right now publicly, on the air, on television. I've often talked about this in private sessions with VIPs or high-level producers in corporations or VIPs who are running entertainment firms, but never, ever have I shared this information publicly. So I'm excited about it. Before I get to that, though, it is the season of the harvest. And as I've said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I didn't say that. The Bible said that, but I repeated it. The laborers are few, which means you've got to get your people plan in place if you want to go to the next level. Let me repeat. You've got to get your people plan in place if you want to go to the next level. I saw an Instagram post today from one of my colleagues, the author of Debt-Free Degree, Mr. Anthony O'Neill. And he was standing next to three or four gentlemen. They were all at the gym and they were pointing at each other. And he basically said, if you want to get to the next level, you got to have the right people around you. Get the right people in, shut the wrong people out. I was listening to a message today from Steve Harvey, and he was talking about how you have control over your mind and not to let anyone get into your mind. Let me tell you, even I'm guilty of that sometimes. Sometimes you can have a conversation with someone and it rubs you the wrong way, and that energy gets in your mind and it changes how you feel about your day, about what you're doing, or whatever the case may be. But this is all about taking in every single thing that you can from the harvest. If you did not already hear me talk about the laws of abundance, and those are just the first seven, I'm going to deal with the others, but you absolutely must listen to that. So today, this particular topic is still dealing with the harvest, the season of the harvest. Of course, we know Thanksgiving is coming up. Everybody's going to go home, or people are going to come to your place, and we're going to figure out who's going to cook what. We're going to have family. And let me tell you, this is the time of the year where you just need to give grudges up. Let me repeat. This is the time of year where if you have a grudge, you need to just let it go for the sake of letting it go. Because it's no fun being in a cold environment and being mad. If you're going to be mad, it needs to be hot outside so you can go find something to do. But when it's cold, you need to get over whoever you are mad at. Love up on them. Love up on yourself. Get to the next level. Now, if you've got some toxic folk, you got to feed them with a long-handled spoon. You know, give them a plate to eat and then keep on moving on. But the whole point is I want you to absorb every single bit of what it's going to take to get to the next level. So let me just share with you. I'm going to start at the end and then I'm going to work my way backwards. And as a matter of fact, if you have a business, or if you are thinking about starting a business, I want you to think about it from this perspective. Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes talks about this all the time when we talk about business strategy and building businesses and how to make one grow and understanding what your end game is. I want you to start from the end. She always says, start with the end in mind, because if your end is to keep your business forever, that's one strategy. But if your end is to sell it, that's a whole nother level. So start with the end in mind. And I'm going to share with you this end. This is the end of where you are trying to go. If you are trying to shift to another level and change your situation, build multiple streams of income, get your businesses in order, put your retirement plan in place, operate with a whole nother energy and a level of existence, then this is the end. And it is a passage or a quote from Henry David Thoreau, T-H-O-R-E-A-U, Henry David Thoreau. And it says this: if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, He will meet with success unexpected in common hours. He will pass an invisible boundary. New universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him. And he will live with the licenses of a higher order of beings. That is the end. Now, let me break this down for you for just a moment. The first part is this, and I addressed this a while ago in another post, and I talked about this as well. If one advances confidently, that means if you're going forward, go forward with confidence. If you are taking a step out and you're going to order a new book, or you're going to sign up for a new class, or you're going to start a new venture, do it confidently. Even if you have had experiences in the past that did not work, don't bring that to this new situation. I said the other day that seed plus expectation equals harvest. So if you plant a seed, but you don't expect it to grow, it's not going to. And I'm not talking about a flower seed or a bean seed. That's going to respond to the laws of photosynthesis and everything else. But I'm talking about if you plant a energy seed or a money seed, if you are going to go and do something, believe the best in it. I don't even care what it looks like. Let me explain that to you. Sometimes you get into a situation and it looks like everything is going to go wrong. I remember being in the mortgage business early, and I was sitting at an office waiting on a gentleman to come in to get a mortgage. I saw an African-American male standing outside the professional building. He was not clean. His hands were dirty. His hair was disheveled. And I thought, okay, he's going to come in here. Now, I didn't think anything about him except I observed him. But I had no expectation on what he was going to do, what he was going to say. I did not arm myself up. He came in, sat down. He was a construction worker. He had just got off work. He apologized and said, "Miss Richardson, I'm sorry." I said, "You know what, brother? You don't have to apologize to me." He had money. He had good credit. And he bought a piece of property. Now imagine if I advanced unconfidently or without confidence, or if I advanced with a bias or racial prejudice or gender prejudice or class prejudice. Imagine my energy would have impacted his perception. Let me repeat. If your advancing is not with good energy, then your energy is going to impact the perception. The perception of who? Whoever it is you're working with. I got a communication from somebody who I guess she's trying to set up a meeting with me to talk, and it's not going the way she wants it to. It's a free meeting. It doesn't get to go the way you want it to. It gets to go the way I want it to. Now, I have to be respectful, absolutely. But sometimes we are placing demands on things and we're looking at things out of the wrong eye and we can't get to where we're trying to go. So the first part of this is if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined. I'm going to stop you right there. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I want to tell you a little bit about where I'm going to be this year. I still have quite a bit of travel. As a matter of fact, the month of November feels like, you know, it's a lot going on. I started out the month of November by closing out October with a bang, with a huge event in Chicago. I left there and went to D.C. I just left New Jersey and also Atlanta. I'm going back to Atlanta. But I want everybody, all the women, and this is for the Black Girls Making Millions Academy. It's taking place December 5th through the 8th in Miami. And you can go to blackgirlsmakingmillionsacademy.com and you can find out more information. Mahisha Dellinger, who had a show on OWN, Mind Your Business with Mahisha. She is a beauty product mogul. Her products are all over the world. And she is teaching Black women how to build massive businesses. So if you have a product and you've wanted to get your distribution deal in place, you've wanted to get your product on the shelves in major outlets, you've wanted to create a proper profit strategy, then she is definitely someone who has been there, has done it, and is doing it again. I'm teaching and doing a workshop about your vision for your business. And then there are venture capitalists who will also be at this. When I tell you this is the real deal, it is the real deal. And I'm excited about working with WVON and other stations across the country and other markets across the country to bring this to other places. But if you want to really take your business to the next level, you've got some a passive income and or some additional disposable income. You've saved, your bills are paid, your holiday is intact. Let me tell you something. Christmas lists will be short as all get out. I mean, let me tell you, I wouldn't even have a Christmas list. If I was you and I didn't have my money in the right place, I would not even have a Christmas list. It would not exist. I would not be in a position where I am trying to figure out how I'm going to get from point A to point B, but still I would not have my business intact. So this is definitely something that you can look out for. Another thing that you can look out for is the Wealth Experience. It's coming in January. It's in Los Angeles. We're taking it to the next level. And it's a game changer. People come to the Wealth Experience alone and leave with lifetime partnerships and transformational friendships. Let me repeat. People come to the Wealth Experience and they leave with lifetime partnerships and transformational friendships. So if you're looking to transform everything about your life, from your money to your health to your assets to your business partnerships, then this is something that you want to do. So I want to get you in the mindset of expanding your mind. I just heard again today that someone said investing in yourself is simply the best thing that you could do. So I want to get back to Henry David Thoreau. And his message says, if one advances confidently, we already talked about that, in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined. So in the direction of his dreams and endeavors, let me tell you what that means. That means when you pray for something, act like you want it. That means when you want to move in a certain direction, do the things that are going to take you there. One of the celebrities that I work with talks often about how she wanted to be famous. She wanted to, you know, impact the world. She wanted to be everything that comes along with fame. But then when people were calling her for interviews, she wouldn't do them. She would decline everything. She would decline everything. She wouldn't go to events. So she was not acting out as if she wanted to go in the direction in which she said. You see, a lot of people want the progress or they want the promise, but they don't want the process. A lot of people want the promise, but they don't want to make the progress towards that promise. And let me tell you, the progress and the process That's the grind. Let me tell you something. Be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. If you actually get the thing that you're praying for, now you have to maintain it. Now you have to keep it. So remember to move in the direction that you say you want to go. And then this part, endeavors to live the life which he or she has imagined. Let me help you understand something. If you have imagined a life for yourself, that means it's yours. You would not imagine it if it was not possible for you. So whatever you imagine, what you see in your dream, it's possible. I've never imagined being an astronaut because that's not possible for me. I'm not the scientific type. I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't work out well for me. But I certainly have imagined many of the things that I see now. So if you can imagine it, know that it's yours. So let me finish this first part again. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success, unexpected and common hours. Let me tell you what that means. It means you will meet with success. You will meet with your goal. You will meet with what you see. It will meet up with you, but it will be unexpected. And it'll be in common hours. It'll be in regular time. You'll just be doing what you do one day, and you'll wake up and somebody will call for you. You'll get the contract. Somebody will come and get you. I promise you, I've lived it. It has happened to me over and over again. And if it's happened to me, it can happen to you. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. It's the bottom of the hour, so we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. You can follow me at Lynn Millionaire and at Lynn Richardson. You can also go to LynnRichardson.com or LynnMillionaire.com. You can listen live from anywhere in the world at WVON.com. Just click listen live and I'm right there with you. You can catch up on past episodes at LynnMillionaire.com. You can go to the podcast or you can catch me on YouTube. Catch all the shows on YouTube at LynnMillionaire.tv. Okay? But if you go to LynnMillionaire.com, it will lead you to everywhere else. So that's the game changer. You get access to this information, not just one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. You get access to it anytime, anywhere. So we're excited about that. So we are talking about harvest season. And harvest season is more about mindset than it is about resources. It's more about mindset. It's more about principle. So if you change your mind and if you walk into the principles, then the manifestation is sure to come. And I love the Lord. Don't get me wrong. I love the Lord. I'm a minister. I've gone to seminary. I did well. But let me help you all understand this. It doesn't matter whether you are a Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever your religion is. The universal laws are the same whoever applies them. That's why certain people who don't even believe in God can be successful in terms of having wealth and having streams of income, having businesses, and doing good in the world. These are the people, these people can have as much, if not more, than folks who believe in God and pray every day, all day. Now, let me repeat myself once again. I love the Lord. Jesus Christ is the head of my life. But I don't just stop at praying and loving the Lord. What I try to do is to live, to practice what I preach, to give love, to not judge. So what I'm saying to you is, if you pray every day but you judge people, there's something wrong with that. If you go to church every Sunday or go to your place of worship every Sunday but you hate people, there's something wrong with that. If you're running around talking about how much you love the Lord and you have faith but you're not doing any work, then there's something wrong with that. So what I'm going to say to you is, I want you to stick to what the truth says. And the truth, regardless of your denomination. So let's talk about the Christian denominations. We got Baptist, we got Pentecostal, we got Kojic, we got Method, we got all of these different things. And a lot of times we get so caught up in which thing is what. I heard somebody say a few weeks ago that because they were an evangelist somewhere, they couldn't wear any makeup. Where's that in the Bible? Who told you that? You can't comb your hair. You can't wear any makeup. You can't look like this. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anyone, but what I am saying is, let's get off of ritualistic beliefs and let's stick to the truth that is countered with love, that is balanced with love, and let's move forward and let's stop judging each other and let's stop pointing at the things that really don't matter. I know a whole lot of people who pray but are broke. So what we want to do is we want to expand. We don't want to diminish anyone, and we don't want to diminish ourselves either because of our faith. But we also don't want our faith to block us from seeing the truth and seeing the broader world. Now, your salvation and all of that, that's another discussion. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about being able to wake up every day and pay your bills. I'm talking about being able to wake up from one day to the next, from one week to the next, and know that you are doing the right things and that a sacrifice is not something that you just made up in your head and you calling it a sacrifice. So let's talk about this thing. It says he will meet with success, unexpected, in common hours. When I first got asked to do a radio show on WVON, I met with success, unexpected, in common hours. I had no idea. I was just doing the work and being honest. When I was asked to take on a role at JP Morgan Chase, I met with success in unexpected and common hours. When I went to Russell Simmons' office to ask to do something, I didn't even know what I was going to ask, but I just went there and told the truth. And I left there running a national program. I met with success, unexpected and common hours. And I hear this so often from so many people. Oprah was at a station in Maryland that didn't even want to pay her the amount of money that the co-anchor was making, and they were doing the same job. And she didn't act a fool. She took note, and she knew she wasn't going to be there, and she met with success, unexpected, in common hours. Tyler Perry's play failed. Not one time, not two times, not five times, but I think 7 or 8 times. But he kept going, and he met with success, unexpected, in common hours. So the common hours means you got to do the work every day. You got to do the grind every day. Yes, get your rest, but don't get too much rest. I'm with Steve Harvey. You cannot sleep a third of your life and think you're going to be successful. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen right now. Now, after you get there, you can sleep for 8 hours straight. And then you got 2 hours before that going to bed, 2 hours after that. But you've got to balance the whole thing, and you've got to put in the time. So this is what it says is going to happen after that. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success, unexpected, in common hours. Then this is what it says. He will pass an invisible boundary. Let me talk to you about the invisible boundary. You see, they talk about the glass ceiling, the thing that's going to keep you held back. I don't believe in glass ceilings. I believe in shattering them. But if I could only shatter it if I believed in it. I don't even believe it exists. Not for me. I don't know if it exists for you, but a glass ceiling does not exist for me anywhere. If I'm someplace and I can't grow, then I just can't grow there. But there is no glass ceiling because nothing can stop what the will is if I stay true to it and I stay on the path. You can't fail until you quit. You can't fail until you quit. So you will pass an invisible boundary. Let me tell you what that feels like. I remember getting into the mortgage business and into the insurance business and to every business that I've ever been in. And I'm grinding and I get one. And then I get that one and nothing comes for a while. And then I'm grinding and I'm tweaking my systems and I'm redoing the marketing and I'm talking to people. I'm grinding. And then all of a sudden I get two. Okay, now I get maybe three and four. Then I keep grinding. You keep working. You keep doing it. And something happens. A shift takes place. And all of a sudden it starts pouring in. That's called an invisible boundary. There's a book called The Tipping Point. It talks about that. So this is what happens when you continue to move forward. You will pass an invisible boundary. Then it says new universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within you. Let me tell you what that means. It means you elevate to a higher standard. It means you don't have to do the same thing that you did at the beginning level, that what you get to do now, but you still have to maintain. You still have to have gratitude. So I get to go places that I couldn't go 20 years ago. I get to do things that I couldn't do 10 years ago. I get access simply because of the work that's put in and the universe that has appreciated, accepted, embraced it, and or rejected it. You see, everybody don't have to love you in order for you to pass an invisible boundary and for new universal and more liberal laws begin to establish themselves around you. Some people might not like you. You might be telling the truth. You might be upsetting the status quo. You might do something that, you know, impacts a system that needs to be shattered. But you will indeed pass that invisible boundary. And new universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within you. Now, you got to be careful here. This is why some people who become, let's just call it famous or whatever, they start doing crazy stuff because they think because they have new universal and more liberal laws, they think they can do what they want. This does not mean you get to break the laws, people. Okay? So, because I have a certain level of whatever you want to call it, because I don't think I'm special. I don't think anybody's special, but certainly Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have more access. They've achieved a certain level of status, of power, and they have taken care of their status and power. So there's a certain level of access. So it's just what life is. It doesn't make any of us better than the other. It doesn't mean that somebody has more of anything. It just means that you've done some things and you've gotten to a certain place. That doesn't mean you break the laws. There are going to be more liberal laws for you, but you don't start doing things that are against ethics and that are against morals and that are against the law. So what begins to happen, people start to think they're above the law. People start to think they don't have to follow the rules. People start to think they can harass people sexually, from a gender perspective, racially, or whatever the case may be. And this is what you don't do. So if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours. Who's met with success? All kind of people. Chris Brown, Cardi B, James Brown, Michael Jackson, Prince. All kind of people have done this. He will pass an invisible boundary. New universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him, and he will live within the licenses of a higher order of beings. That simply means you have favor. Some people call it being anointed. Some people call it walking in your gift. You can tell when somebody is literally living their gift. I saw something with Oprah about a couple of weeks ago, and she said she feels like she's living inside of her dream. I understand what that means. I don't dream anymore. I feel like I'm living the dream. I help other people achieve their dreams. Now, it doesn't mean I have accomplished everything I want to accomplish, but it does mean that I don't have to want for that thing anymore. I am actually living in it and it's happening. So as you embrace the harvest season and as you think about the spirit of gratitude, I want you to think about right now, are you living inside your dream? Maybe there are some things you still have to do, but you're already there. And now you just got to keep moving towards and getting deeper into it and impacting more people. If you are, then have gratitude for that. And if you're not, then keep on moving. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather, but we'll be right back. WVON.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. It's harvest season. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's time for you to get everything that you need in order. Let's not deal with the new year after it gets here, and then you're going to be 90 days behind. Why? Because it takes 90 days for your plan to manifest. It takes a good 30 days to work out the kinks. It takes 60 days to, you know, get it out to the people. And then it takes another 30 days after that to work through the things that you have to work through after it gets out. So I want you being in front of the game. And I think you have some catch up time because, you know, it's getting cold outside. And even if you're in a warm climate, it's a little colder than it usually is. So now you've got some time. I always say take advantage of the cold weather. Let it be your empire building season. Let the winter be your empire building season. Now, I am not quite here yet. However, I am almost jealous of the people in Chicago because it's going to snow like crazy and you're going to be locked in for days at a time. Now, let me tell you what happens to me during those times. I go absolutely nowhere. I have the heat on to 90 degrees. Yep, I have the heat on to 90 degrees. I have lots of food available. Some of my favorites, I love to cook chili and cornbread and have, you know, big breakfast, buffets and all of those kind of things. And I get busy. I sit in my home office or I go to my computer and I just go in. I think about everything that I had that I couldn't think about when I was moving around when it was hot. And I start to build and create and strategize. And then I spend some time, you know, I'll read, I'll listen to music. But it's just a good time to reconnect with your soul, with your spirit. It's a time to get back to your core. It's a time to heal. It's a time to forgive. It's a time to love. So like I said, I'm not quite there yet. I don't necessarily want to be in the cold, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If I had to be, if I have to be, if I have to go on set and be in Chicago, then I will embrace it. I will have gratitude and I will make the best of it. So there you go. So everybody that has been jealous of me because I live in California, you no longer have to be jealous because, you know, if I could come with you, I'd be okay if I had to be there. So I want to finish this out. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours. He will pass an invisible boundary. New universal and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him, and he will live with the licenses of a higher order of beings. I'm going to share some things with you and close you out. I just want to share some positive things that can get you to the next step. If you do what you always did, you will get what you always got. So I want you to change and do something different. Once again, if you do what you always did, you will get what you always got. even if what you have is good enough, don't you think that there might be something better? So now is the time to think about shifting and moving to the next step. Here's another one. Some succeed because they are destined to. Most succeed because they are determined to. That's by Anatole France. The first one was a Yellow Vanzant. This one is Anatole France. If I pronounced it wrong, forgive me. Some succeed because they are destined to, but most succeed because they are determined to. I told you the other day about destiny. Destiny ain't have nothing to do with it. It's the decisions that you make. And if you make a decision to be determined and keep moving, you will indeed get there. I've got another one for you before we close out. You cannot stand still. Life itself is in motion. You are either moving forward and growing or you are falling behind. I want you to look at life like a conveyor belt. If you stand still and you are not on a conveyor belt, everybody's going to keep going past you. So you have to actually change. There is no such thing as standing still. There is no such thing as staying the same. Even if you stay the same, let me put it to you this way. Anything that stops growing starts dying. You take a plant, you take a human, you take an animal. Anything that stops growing starts dying. And it's just a matter of time before your dreams are gone down with you. So don't stand still. Keep going and let life take you where you want to go. Here's another one for you. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond. So you want to get your responses in check. Let me tell you something. Life is going to happen. Murphy's Law is here. You know, I heard something from my big brother, Les Brown, once. He was speaking and he said somebody came up to him and said, you know, well, why did this happen to me? He said, well, who do you think it should have happened to? You know, and he cracked up laughing. But the whole idea is things happen. Don't ask yourself why it happened to you. Ask yourself, how are you going to react to what happened and how are you going to get to the next level? Here's another one. Hope is not a strategy. Stop saying you hope things change. Stop saying you hope you get some more money. Stop saying you hope you get another job. Stop saying you hope this is going to happen. Stop saying you hope. Create a strategy. Get a strategy. Have your idea. Have your belief. Have your faith. But then do the work and get the hope. I remember the first time I was at a top producer event and I saw all the people getting the awards. And I thought to myself, wow, one day I hope that's me. And guess what? My manager looked at me and said, don't make it. Don't hope. Make it a strategy. So this is what I want you to leave with. I want you to use this time to empower yourself. I want you to know that the harvest is here. The time is now. I'm excited for you. You can go to LynnRichardson.com, go to LynnMillionaire.com, follow at LynnMillionaire, connect with the members of Lynn's List. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host. We are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and that means you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.